I'm going to start with a question. If any one of you answers this incorrectly, I will shout, evacuate. Let's get out of this church because it will be hit by lightning. So here's the question. How many of you believe that you are worthy of salvation? Good, good. We know we're not worthy of salvation. We're not. There's absolutely nothing we can do that would really earn salvation. It's an absolute gift from God. And we can go further. We can say, I'm not worthy of God's love. I'm not worthy of my health. I'm not worthy of what I own. Okay, it's all God's doing. We can go further. We can say, literally, everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that I can do is from God. It belongs to God. But because God loves us, He makes us worthy of His love. He does it. We don't. And I say that because that's the foundation of humility, recognizing that we're not worthy of God's love. If you remember, St. Paul said that God came to save us in our sinfulness. In our sinfulness. He could have said, no, you've sinned, goodbye, it's over with. But he didn't. That's God. That's God's love. And the humble person says, it's all about you, God, not about me. And I can't literally say, I own my life. I own my property. I own whatever it is. That's the truly humble person, that we're always saying, it's about you, God. And that should lead us to gratitude, always saying thank you to God, because it's all about God. It's all about Him. And we should be thankful, and we should live lives of gratitude at all times. So humility leads into gratitude. So if you want to kind of discern or evaluate where you are in your spiritual journey, you can ask yourself, do you have gratitude at all times? Are you always thanking God? And it's not an emotional thing that we do. You know, I feel like being grateful or thanking God. It's that I consciously make an act of the will and say, thank you, God. Then we could even say, I don't really like what's going on. I don't like being sick. But still, Lord, I can thank you because it's all about you. It's all about your love, your specific love, unique love for me as an individual and for every single one of us. That's amazing. So we have humility, and that's what our readings are about, humility. Really recognizing our right relationship with God, with ourselves, and with other people. So humility is not something that I simply recognize and admit to, but rather I have to live it. I have to live that humility, and that means avoiding judging other people, condemning other people, ignoring other people, because that's not the humble way of doing things. The humble way of doing things is I love my neighbor as myself, regardless of who that neighbor is and what they're doing or not doing. I may legitimately say what they're doing is evil, but that doesn't mean I have to stop loving them or caring about them or caring for them. Now, that's the Christian way. That's not the American way. But we're Christians. We are sons and daughters of God. So we're being held to the standard of God. And we're never going to reach it, obviously, but God constantly blesses us and gives us graces so that we can be more and more like Him, who is the model of humility. Why do I say that? Well, God didn't have to become a human being, suffer and die. He didn't have to. He didn't. When Adam and Eve sinned, He could have said, "You have sinned, you had your chance, it's over." But He didn't. He didn't. He didn't stop there. So God loved us so much that He actually became one of us, didn't have to, suffered and died, didn't have to, but He did it to show, in one sense, His humility, or how we're supposed to be humble, and to show his love for each one of us. And that love is the same for you, for me, and for every other single person in the world. So if we want to be humble people, we've got to do what God does. And do we do that? Do we live lives of humble service in gratitude to God, serving our brothers and sisters? And so we go from humility to gratitude to justice. Justice. And we're talking about God's justice, not ours, not our view of it. God's justice is every single human being is precious in the eyes of God. And so we have to recognize that and care for everyone. In other words, justice in one sense is giving to everyone their just due. Giving to everyone their just due, which means everyone in the eyes of God deserves to be loved and cared about and cared for. So for us as Christians, again and again, who does Jesus go out to in the scriptures? The rich and the mighty? No. The poor, the simple, because he's again showing us what humility is, what love is, what justice is. We have that beautiful quote from Micah that says, walk humbly with God, love, do justice. And so for us to be just, we have to remember that everything we have, can do, and are belongs to God, and God has given it to us so that we can walk humbly and act justly. So Jesus points out to the Pharisees in the gospel today, it's easy to ask your friends in for dinner because you expect them to reciprocate, right? And if they don't, we go, oh, big deal. So Jesus says, forget that part. Bring in the people from the streets, the poor, the crippled, the homeless. If you want to really be just, you really want to be humble, like Jesus was humble and just, those are the people we're supposed to be serving. The weak, those who have no one to care for them and about them. And again, we don't do it in this way. Well, I have more than I need, therefore I will give you as this gift because you deserve. No. It's constantly saying, I need to give more. I need to do more. I need to hold on to less in my life. I need to recognize that if I am not serving those who are outside, who are poor and homeless and crippled, then I'm not following Jesus Christ. I'm following, you know, some kind of view we can call Christian. But where the rubber hits the road, it's literally about doing what Jesus says. When you give a dinner, a banquet, don't invite those who are going to reciprocate. Invite those who can't reciprocate in kind because they don't have the wherewithal. And when we do that, as Mother Teresa says, we're serving Jesus. We are serving Jesus. Now, St. John Chrysostom was one of the great fathers of the Eastern Church. He was known as Golden Tongue or Mouth, one or the other, because he was a great preacher. He held nothing back. Oh, boy. Someday maybe I'll have the guts to preach like John Chrysostom, in which case the following week none of you will be here. But he laid it on the line. He said one time, if you have more than you need, and I have more than I need, I think we all do. He said, if you have more than you need, you are robbing the poor. He also said one time in a homily, now I don't know what the situation was, maybe it was all rich people, but he said, most of you are not going to be saved. Here are people coming to Mass, and he's telling them that. He held nothing back because he wanted people to recognize, if you want to be humble, if you want to be just, then stop thinking you own this and it's just for you, as opposed to it's a gift from God so you can be generous, so that you can act justly. So again, humility leads to that sense of gratitude. And out of gratitude, we want to be generous. We want to compete with one another to be more generous than our neighbor. That's a good type of competition. Oh, you did that. You invited five homeless people you met on the street, and you went to McDonald's, you sat down, you had dinner with them. Oh, I'm going to get six next week and do it. Can you imagine if we did that, how the word would get out, and they say, that's a crazy parish. But we would say, we are just humbly following the Lord, walking with him, doing what he did and what he calls us to do. So humility is not just a nice thought, oh, I'm not good, because that can be false humility. But humility is recognizing who I am in the eyes of God and who everyone else is in the eyes of God, and to love as God loves without counting the cost, being generous, being grateful. And if in a healthy Christian community, and to be honest, I'm not sure that we are healthy Christian communities in this country because we have so much, and I think it blinds us. But healthy Christian communities are always working with one another to be just, to be grateful, to act humbly, and cheering people on. And when someone does something, to say, wow, that was fantastic, thank you, because then we get more humble too. And if we hear that, we say, you know, if she can do it, and I don't even like her, if she can do it, so can I. But that's what the Christian community should be. We should be urging one another to go deeper into our faith and to be like Jesus Christ, the perfect example of humility, the perfect example of gratitude. He's always thanking his Father. The perfect example of justice, of love. And so these are not just nice theological beliefs that we have. We're supposed to be acting on them. We're supposed to be living them out each and every day. And we all can do that. We can. I'm not saying it's the simplest thing to do, because if we're in a particular way of thinking and living our lives, it's going to be difficult to change. But that's where, as a community, we're supposed to be helping each other do that. And saying, you know, I've got this and you got that, and what are we doing with it to show God our gratitude for making us worthy of his love and actually offering us salvation, which goes beyond anything we can earn or anything we can imagine in this life. So think of that. Think of that. That's our faith. That's Jesus Christ. It's not something we simply think about and acknowledge here, but something that we're supposed to be living, acting on. And when we act on it and it becomes a habit, it becomes a virtue. That's the virtuous life. So as you go forth this weekend, think about your own walk with the Lord. Is it truly a humble walk with the Lord? Are you grateful to the Lord for everything? And again, I don't mean in terms of an emotion or feeling, but deep down you have to say, yeah, everything, Lord, I want to be grateful. If you want to be grateful, you're going to get there. And then to ask, am I really acting justly in the way that God acts justly to me? Because his justice is not about, okay, punishment, get out of here, but rather, I'm going to keep working with you. I'm going to keep coming to you. Do we do that with those, the poor and the outcasts? Do we keep going out to them and saying, God loves you, I have to love you, I want to be just to you, and therefore to act on it. So again, think about that over the week, your humility, your gratitude, your just actions. And then start concretely saying, this week I'm going to do this to show the Lord that I want to live by his understanding of justice, not this worldly way of thinking about justice, but I want to act justly the way Jesus Christ acts justly, which goes beyond laws and rules and regulations and really goes straight to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So humility, are we humble? Are we grateful? Do we act justly? And how can we become more humble, more loving, more grateful, and more just?